got a lovely little list in front of me that highlights just how solid this resurgence from Danny O'Brien has been in recent times. He is basically the strike rate king of Melbourne racing at the moment with 20%. He's had 11 winners for the season from just 55 runners and 8 place getters, even 10 fourth place getters, suggesting they're all thereabouts, the Danny O'Brien runners. And it's been a difficult period, but he's climbing and climbing, and he joins us. How are you, Danny?
I'm well, Matt.
Those stats must please you greatly.
Yeah, no, it's good to get some green shoots. We've got some young horses that are showing some talent and hopefully making their way through to better races over the rest of the season.
Yeah, it sounds like as much as the current crop are producing these great numbers, this great strike rate, you're comfortable that the next wave coming through is even stronger.
Yeah, I think so. We're certainly getting a larger amount of young horses and certainly some nice ones amongst them. So, you can't win races without good horses. So, hopefully we've got a good group coming through.
Yep. And it's been a very testing 3 or 4 years, but are you heading back towards getting back to where you were 6 or 7 years ago?
Look, I think obviously it takes time, takes a couple of seasons to build up the numbers and the momentum, but really happy with how it's going.
Terrific. Hey, Order of Command's come out of the last at Flemington tomorrow?
Yeah, just look, he was going to have to run off a 7-day break and... just towards the end of the week, I didn't think he was quite going to bounce well enough to jump to the races off a short break, so I'll probably keep him for something in a few weeks' time.
And Dirty Rotten Barrier went up the straight as well?
Not ideal. No, that probably would have made it tricky for him.
Just quickly on him, so punters have got it in their mind for next time, what was your appraisal of his flop last start?
Look, it was a bit of a head-scratcher, really. Obviously, he didn't find the best part of the track, which was difficult because he'd drawn in. He was always going to struggle to get out there. And he ran into a bit of traffic late, so we didn't get to probably test him and see him run through the line. So really a bit of a head-scratcher. He pulled up fine, but just not well enough to get back to the races within 7 days.
All right. The lightning bolt on the jacket of Skidore tomorrow indicates that Rupert Lee has a runner for you. Is this an early runner for this partnership?
I've got one or two with us, him and some of his partners have come into this colt that we bought at the Gold Coast last year. He's a really nice colt. I trained his mother, who was quite a talented filly, he's had a couple of trials and suggested that he's ready to go to the races, so we'll be obviously doing that tomorrow.
From memory, he was ready to go to the races a week or so ago, and you scratched, did you?
We did, yeah. Obviously knew this race was coming up, and he just profiles the horse that will probably be better when he gets to 1,400 in a mile, and just thought the 1,000 last week, he might just be out of his comfort zone a bit, so 1,200 is probably a better distance for him, and hence we waited the week.
He's a half-brother to the promising barnstorming Phone Me, who looks like becoming a bit of maybe a miler and beyond. Is that the profile of Skidore, or is Skidore precocious enough to get away with his first up?
Look, I think he's precocious enough as a two-year-old over 1,200 down the straight. It's a decent enough test. But I do think he will end up getting to 1,400 a mile. It's always interesting when you take nice young horse to the races for the first time, and he's done enough at home to suggest he'll certainly show up tomorrow.
It's a meeting where some of the races look like they're a bit of a dip on what we're about to see in the next few weeks and what we've seen over Christmas. There look to be stronger two-year-old races around, and he looks certainly well-placed on that regard. And I reckon the same might be said of Lycurgus in race two. It's a very good opportunity for Lycurgus to come out and win at a short price.
Yes, I would say you're right there. He's even money, which suggests he's got as much chance of winning as losing, but I'd say he's probably got more chance of winning than losing. Looks a really good race for him, and he was good the other day behind a horse that was really well handicapped because he hadn't won often, and he proved that when he came out and won the Bagot again. So I think 56.5 kilos, he's certainly the one to beat in race two.
Sounds like you think he might be $1.70 pop.
Maybe.
All right, without putting the cart before the horse, but you're very comfortable with him in that race.
Yeah, very comfortable. He's a very good horse when he gets around those sort of trips, and he's had a nice build-up to it. Had the you know, so he ran second the other day without much luck, and that was his first try at the 2500 this prep, so he'll be better for it, and he looks, to my eye, to have come on well, and looks a really good race for him.
All right, made me shiver. Speaking of $1.70 pops, was $1.70 pop when she won at Geelong last start and just strolled in just from just off the pace. It was a really impressive win to see her go through her gears. What about going around as one of the favoured runners at 2,000 metres at Flemington tomorrow?
Yes, you know, this race has been sort of her goal for the preparation, and she's had three runs that have all been excellent and given her a good foundation to step to the 2,000 tomorrow. Looks to have come on from Geelong. The win there was excellent. And albeit her and the favourite Ocean X fillies that are up the top of the weights against the boys, she certainly, you know, hasn't put a foot wrong, and looks like she'll be really hard to beat.
Your three runners are Ollie, 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 and he rode for you during the week at Geelong from memory as well. It's a good collaboration, isn't it? He's one of the greatest all-time jockeys. You're a rebuilding stable, and it seems like the commitment to each other is very, very strong.
Yeah, no, we've been really pleased. Damien's really working hard. You know, when you've been at the top for as long as he has, you still got to have that hunger, and he's definitely got it. He's been a really good contributor for us the last 6 to 12 months, and more importantly, his race day has been as good or better than ever.
He's good with insight and advice, isn't he, and recommendations. I know with Mick Price, Mick's always said that, you know, like Damien's always giving feedback about possible gear changes and placement and things like that. There's a few strings to the bow when you align yourself to Damien.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think he's just one of those guys that's always trying to squeeze that last 5% to make sure he's got the best chance of winning. He's just always thinking about it, and, you know, he's got an absolute, you know, plethora of experience from being over in Melbourne since he was a 16-year-old at Freedman. So he's ridden everywhere. He's ridden all types of horses, and he'd be silly not to listen to him.
You're right about him trying to get that extra 5% in every sense. Good on you. Is there a best? I mean, they're all there. Lesurgis, I guess it's obvious.
Looks pretty straightforward. Yeah, he's well handicapped, and he's got a great record. And, you know, however they run that race, he's going to be the one to beat.
Terrific. Good on you, mate, and good luck.
Thanks, Matt.
Danny O'Brien there.